Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, should Christians tithe? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Marta Peretti, our missionary in Argentina, will be sharing this evening what the Lord has done and what he's been doing in leading her ministry. That's at 5 o'clock service this afternoon. The Women's Bible Study will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m., and that's Monday, of course, October 11th. Please refer to the insert and the inserts in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday and beyond. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 44, And Can It Be That I Should Gain?
How firm a foundation. Look at this song. For 28 years, the foundation here at Bethel Baptist Church has been going on strong. We just hope and pray that the Lord gives us another great 28 years to build on that wonderful foundation. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
176, Break Thou the Bread of Life. What a fitting song for today being the Lord's table. So take this time to go ahead and remember what the Lord has done for us and told us the command to go ahead and follow until the day he comes back.
So much, my brother, and we want to ask you to stand as we worship the Lord through prayer at this precise moment. So let's pray together and worship the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of the only name that we can have, the Lord Jesus. The apostle clearly said to us that there is no other name given unto man whereby man can be saved. There is no other name that can replace the work of Christ and the manifestation of the Lord Jesus. And so as a church body, we want to this morning bring to your attention and to the attention of God's people, to the attention of the people in the internet and the radio ministry and television, that there is a way to reach heaven. And that way is our Lord. There is a way to reach a holy life, and that is following the scripture by your mercy and by your grace. And so, Father, we open the doors at Bethel Baptist Church, the airways of 880 AM radio, the internet international, so the people may hear the word of the living God. We are grateful for those who are here this morning to listen to the word of God and praise your name. We are grateful for those in different states, in New York, North Dakota, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Arizona, Florida, South and Northern California, Korea, and other places who listen to us and respond to us with emails. Thank you, Father, for them. We are grateful for the radio ministry, for those in Soquel, for those in Carmel, for those who in Watsonville who write to us and tell us how blessed it is to hear the word of God. Thank you for them. And not only that, Father, they participate in the expenses of our church with their offering. And we thank you for the listeners who are doing so. How grateful we are that our expenses are paid because of the graciousness of your people. Father, together with that, we do have missionaries. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, just coming home very soon. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala in Central America. Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, who is with us and going to share with us tonight, Father, what the Lord has done in her life in Argentina. Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, and we pray for Dante and for his needs. And Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, Central America. We pray also for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, for the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the new ministry of Pro Race that Daniel is heading on, and for Fred and Carol Lewis, who are in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Father, we are, as a church body, people who get sick from time to time, and we believe that the power of the Spirit and the power of God can conquer even our sickness. And so we pray for Maria Silva's husband, who is in the hospital, in the veteran hospital today. We pray, Lord, that you will take over and work with him. We pray for Mildred, Lord, who is facing on Tuesday and Wednesday a very severe surgery, that you hand the hands of the doctor and that she will be restored to a good health. Lord, we are grateful that you care for us, and Brother Franson and has recovered and is in good condition. Thank you, Father, for answering prayer and for covering us with your grace. I pray for my wife who had been injured yesterday, Lord, and that will have a fast recovery on her face. Thank you, Lord, that we put a letter in the bulletin for Pastor Ashland's son, and Lord, we have received another email after that letter that the son perhaps has a very severe cancer, brain cancer. And we pray for your mercy upon the life of this young fellow, 7, 8 years old, and for your grace upon the heart of Pastor Ashland, that he may look up unto thee and in spite of this very serious difficulty in his son's life. We thank you, Lord, that you covered us with your grace and you have covered our church for 28 years. We never miss a penny. Our missionaries never miss a check. Lord, we are on the black all the way through, and we are thankful that your people love you. And because they love you, they gave with the contributions of their heart. We thank you, Lord, that the rule of giving is love. And when people have the capacity to do so, they deprive themselves of something in order to give for the ministry. And I thank you, Father. I'm very proud to be the pastor of this congregation. And I thank you that they have me as their pastor. Now, Lord, bless us as we today start a new series of studies on the fundamentals of the Christian faith. And bless us that we may understand what we believe. And then believing, we may have power by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, for the provision. Thank you for the offering. Thank you for the giving. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Psalms. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 645. We will be reading Psalm 19, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. Psalm 19, the entire psalm. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures about which Jesus said there's no error in them. It is evident that there is a creator when we see with our own eyes the great complexity and order of the world and universe around us. We thank you that you have not left us ignorant, but have revealed yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ as creator in the written record of your mighty works. We are grateful to have that historical record written over so many centuries ago, authored by the Holy Spirit, with a constant theme pointing to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we follow and entrust our lives. We thank you, Father, for such a great salvation. Bless your servant now, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the message from those scriptures to give us direction according to your will. Give us understanding and those listening on the radio and internet and CD so that we may be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?